happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Today, signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. come true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California.
Good afternoon, I'm your host, Jamori Kennard. Welcome to Ear Gas. Seeing this Black History Month, I figured we'd start off with the good Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., might I add. That's a famous speech throughout the African-American culture and community. For those of you who don't know who Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is, you need to go do your homework. One of our most famous leaders ever in the history of America. Saying that to say this, we still fighting for the same things that Dr. King were and was speaking about in that speech he gave many, 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 many years ago. Now, some people say, well, things have gotten better. Yes, it has gotten better, and that does not mean we should overlook what is still going on and what is still happening to our people today. Black History Month, since I was born, since I was brought onto this earth, 1983, November the 8th, has always been February. If it was another month, I don't know about it. Never heard about it. Never celebrated. Saying that to say this, I don't like Black History Month. Wait. Before you jump on me, before you say, what is this Negro talking about? Let me explain. Let me elaborate. Let me break some things down. The reason I don't like Black History Month is not because we're celebrating black people, but black history is a part of history. And I've never asked, well, I don't know any of my people who ever asked for a month to talk about their history. No other race has 1 month to talk about their history. Their history is just that. It's just history. No matter how long you talk about it, no matter how short you talk about it, no matter how often you talk about it, or if you never talk about it at all, it's still a part of history. There should not be a separation or a divide for African American people and their history. Why is it that African American history is shortened to about a month? And it's the shortest month, if I'm not mistaken, of the year. So you box us into a short period of time in a small window, giving us the shortest month of the 12 months to talk about our history. No. I would like to see this country include history as history. not black history, not white history, not Russian history. History is history. You can't change that fact. It'll never change. You won't change my mind about it. And I just felt the need, since it is February and it's Black History Month, even though I don't like it, I still celebrate it, because what else am I going to do? The whole world is going to celebrate it. I have to celebrate as well. Even if I say I don't celebrate, I'm still celebrating because I'm talking about it. Okay? Maybe that flew over somebody's head. Maybe somebody didn't catch what I just said. Even though I'm not celebrating it, or I would say I don't want to celebrate it, I would still be celebrating it because I'm still talking about it. I'm still watching it on TV. I'm still listening to it in music. I'm still a part of that month of Black history. Doesn't mean I have to like it. Doesn't mean I can't voice my opinion about it. I'm just saying this. I have never heard a race of any culture or color ask for Black History Month to be a thing. Included in all of your history, included in all of your history books. Teach those lessons when you're teaching what happened to the Germans, what happened to the Jews. Teach that. You teach that all year long. I would love to be a part of the conversation. And when I say I'm speaking for everybody in the African American race and community. Include us into your discussions, lessons, and teachings all year long, not just February. How much information can you get in February, the shortest month of the year? How much education can you disperse and dispense out to young minds on how, what, when, where, who did what in Black history? It's just too short of a time. It needs to be an ongoing discussion. When you talk of 9/11, talk of Black history. When you talk about Greek mythology, the Romans, the Jews, speak of African American heritage, history, and I would be happy with that. If somehow that could happen, somehow somebody took that responsibility on through the education system, I would be happy with that. I would be very happy with that, because now you're not singling African American history or heritage to the shortest month of the year, but now what you're doing is you're making it a part of all history. It's hard for some of you guys to do in this country, I know, because you don't want to relive what your forefathers, grandfathers, grandmothers, aunts, and great everything in your life, you know, great aunt, great uncle, whatever, whoever it is, great this, great that. They might not want to relive that. They might not want to talk about it. Maybe they were on the wrong side of the game. I'll say this. I'm happy to be an African American. African American means to me a lot of different things. I'm happy to be an African American in 2021, still alive for you to hear my voice. I have not been one of those victims who have gotten shot down, beat down, tore down, oppressed, suppressed, all of the in between. I'm still here with you. I'm still here to bring you information about, you know, the Black heritage and Black history that I am aware of, that I have been taught, and I will always share my Black history with anybody who is willing to have the conversation or have the argument about facts, deals, whatever the case may be when it comes to black culture, black history, black ancestry, black heritage. I am very big on African American history, although I may not know everything there is to know about it. I'm learning every day, and that's all we can ask for. That's all we can ever ask for, is for us to just continue to learn and educate the next generation. You know, my kids, I try to instill in them, be proud of who you are. Be proud of who your ancestors were before you, because you're here because of them. I'm here because of them. And that's just the bottom line. Now, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Dick Gregory, Jim Brown, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, all of these guys have given great speeches throughout time. You know, I've been blessed and honored to listen. Oh, Minister Farrakhan. So many preachers around the world, so many pastors around the world have all given speeches and sermons and uplifting conversations to the African American people. And sometimes I feel we take them for granted. Sometimes I feel that we, it goes in one ear and out the other ear, because we are still in limbo when it comes to rights, freedom, racism. And things have gotten better. Things have gotten better, but all things should get better with time. But if you ask me, it hasn't moved quick enough. That's right. It's still too much of it going on. There is still too much separation and racism going on. Now they control segregation. Oh, yeah, you didn't know segregation still exists, did you, huh? Oh, it does. It does. They control segregation now with pay grade. Okay? If you make a certain amount of money, you tend to live in a better neighborhood. A better neighborhood. You know what I mean? You know, they say you out of the hood. Out of the hood. You're not in the hood anymore. So people who tend to not live in the hood anymore are majority of the opposite race. Okay? Poor people are on housing, Section 8. They live in the urban communities, as they like to call it. I don't agree with that either. I don't like the term urban. I don't like the term urban, but that's what they call the ghetto, the urban neighborhood. So, people who make under a certain amount of money are stuck in the ghetto. Now, when you move to those wealthy or rich neighborhoods, a lot of times you're not welcome there. That's right, you're not welcome there. If you're not welcome there, but you have to be there, then they have to tolerate it. But it's only a few who are there. It's 100 million, maybe 200 million, who are not able to afford to live outside of the urban community. I said that sarcastically, so you can catch urban. I don't like it. I don't like that word at all. I will say this. That is a form of segregation, because you're now saying, well, these people, that's right, that's what you call us, these people can't afford to live here, so they shouldn't be here. They won't be here, most likely. 9 times out of 10, they won't be here. That's not a race thing. That's a fact. So I'm not being racist when I say that. Obviously, I'm talking about my own black people, so it's not a race thing, okay? All right, moving on. We also have segregation. In the work field. You know, every now and then I see all black team with a white person or two. I see a white team with maybe one or two, you know, black people that they deem worthy to be a part of the group for whatever reason that may be. It goes both ways. I'm not talking about white people. I'm not talking about black people. I'm just stating the facts. If you ever doubt the facts that I'm giving you, please check me on the facts. That's a form of segregation. You're not doing it maybe knowingly, but it's happening. It's just what it is. So many, many years after Martin Luther King gave that speech, we are still faced with the same dilemmas and traumas of the 60s and 70s. And we don't need to go back farther than that because it was all out chaos, mayhem. All out chaos and mayhem before the 60s and the 70s. It was bad for women as well. See, on this show, I try not to sugarcoat what's going on in my life and the people around me's life. I try to tell the truth, and I try to give you thoughts and topics to think about. Why is it that we are the only race that has a month, and the shortest month in the year at that, to promote our history? That is a question. Okay? That is a question that I'm asking because I really want to know who told you that we needed a month out of 12 just to talk about black history. Okay? I need answers. I'm going to do my homework. Now, those of you who listen to this show know we don't just spew out false information. We go and do our homework. We fact check. I am going to go and check who came up with Black History Month. Who felt it necessary to give black people the shortest month of the year to discuss great achievements by the people that America once so hated? I'm not asking a dumb question, am I? I mean, these are questions that I'm sure some of you, you know, on a higher intellect have probably thought about in your lifetime. Okay? I'm asking the question. If you have the answer, feel free to reach out to me at Jamori Kennard. That's right, Jamori Kennard on any platform. Email me, JamoriGrimsley@gmail.com. Email me. Talk to me. If you have these answers, I would like for you to share these answers with me because this is a subject and a question that I just don't have the answer to. There is an answer for it. There is a reason for it. I want to know who came up with the idea of a Black History Month versus just having Black history be included in all history. I hear about every other culture's history. I have since I was a baby boy. I have when I was in grade school. I did when I was in middle school. I heard about it even in high school. I hear about it every day. But nobody talks about why Black history is only discussed for the major part of a month, February being that month. I don't have a problem with the month of February, just so we're clear. My baby brother, who is not a baby anymore, was born February 25th. And I love the month of February. I just don't have a problem with February being Black History Month, and that's the shortest month of the year, and that's the only month that we focus on Black history. Think about that. That's something to think about for those of you who have never thought about it. Either way, I'm going to take a break. I'll be back with more ear gas after I think a little bit. Welcome back to Ear Gas. Thanks for hanging in there with me while we're on break. Well, those of you who know me and listen to this show, whether in the States or other countries, know that when I don't know something, I'm not arguing about it. I'm not going to really talk about it. I asked you the question. I asked myself the question. And doggone it, while we won't break, I asked Google the question. Who asked for Black History Month? Google then brought some very important information to me. Hopefully it's right. This is the truth, according to Google. It sounded pretty legit. I'm going to now share what I've learned while I was on break with you, the listener. Hopefully this can answer my question that then became our question, because you are here listening with me, right? Hello, somebody. Don't disappear. Don't disappear on me now. I have a couple clips I'm going to play for you, and it's explaining to you how Black History Month came about. Okay? Very interesting topic.
Black History Month, also known as African American History Month in the U.S., is an annual observance in Canada, the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, and the United States. It began as a way for remembering important people and events in the history of the African diaspora. It is celebrated annually in the United States and Canada in February, as well as in the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, and the Republic of Ireland in October. The precursor to Black History Month was created in 1926 in the United States when historian Carter G. Woodson and the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History announced the second week of February to be Negro History Week. This week was chosen because it coincided with the birthday of Abraham Lincoln on February 12th and of Frederick Douglass on February 14th. Both of which states Black communities had celebrated together since the late 19th century. From the event's initial phase, primary emphasis was placed on encouraging the coordinated teaching of the history of American Blacks in the nation's public schools. The first Negro History Week was met with a lukewarm response, gaining the cooperation of the Departments of Education of the states of North Carolina, Delaware, and West Virginia, as well as the city school administrations of Baltimore and Washington, D.C. Despite this far from universal acceptance, the event was regarded by Woodson as one of the most fortunate steps ever taken by the association, and plans for a repeat of the event on an annual basis continued apace. By 1929, the Journal of Negro History was able to note that with only two exceptions, officials with the state departments of educations of every state with considerable Negro population have made the event known to that state's teachers and distributed official literature associated with the event. Churches also played a significant role in the distribution of literature in association with Negro History Week during the initial interval, with the mainstream and black press aiding in the publicity effort. Negro History Week was met with enthusiastic response. It prompted the creation of black history clubs, an increase in interest among teachers, and interest from progressive whites. Negro History Week grew in popularity throughout the following decades, with mayors across the United States endorsing it as a holiday. Black History Month was first proposed by black educators and the Black United Students at Kent State University in February 1969. The first celebration of Black History Month took place at Kent State 1 year later, the whole month of February in 1970. 6 years later, Black History Month was being celebrated all across the country in educational institutions, centers of black culture, and community centers, both great and small. When President Gerald Ford recognized Black History Month during the celebration of the United States Bicentennial, he urged Americans to, quote, seize the opportunity to honor the too often neglected accomplishments of black Americans in every area of endeavor throughout our history. What Carter G. Woodson would say about the continued celebrations of Black History Month is unknown, but he would smile on all the honest efforts to make black history a field of serious study and provide the public with thoughtful conversation and celebration. To you, the viewer that just watched this video, these stories need to be told. Please like, share, and most of all, subscribe to my channel. Thank you for watching, and peace.
Okay, if you like what you just heard, subscribe to that person's channel, Black Authentic Truth. That's the name of that channel. Now, let's get down to another clip. I watched two. You know, I have to kind of make sure my reporting is right on point with other studies. So I can't just look at one article or listen to one article and go with that, because it's just that one. There are two. Now, these clips are just a tad bit different, but pretty much saying the same thing, okay, when it comes to the facts. Not their opinion, when it comes to the facts. It's pretty much the same thing, same names, same people. Let's see what we're saying.
The fact is, you should not be learning black history during Black History Month. Did you catch that? I'm gonna repeat one more time. You should not be learning black history during February. You should not be learning black history during February. And that's a fact. There's a great irony in the fact that during Black History Month, we're studying black history, yet we know little
at the Herald
about the history
TV.
Of Black History
the
Month.
H-E-R-A-L-D-T-V.
Don't find that ironic at all? For many of you all who sat back and wondered, man, something just don't feel right about learning black history only in February. This video is gonna validate that concern and that feeling. Black History Month was created because we weren't included in the history books. Now, most people think for some reason that Black History Month is during February because it's the shortest month of the year. That's not the case. In fact, black history is being taught in February as homage to Abraham Lincoln, whose birthday was February 12th, and Frederick Douglass, whose birthday is acknowledged on February 14th. It's acknowledged because we don't actually know Frederick Douglass' birthday. He was born in slavery, go figure. But nonetheless, he's not the father or the founder of Black History Month. The creator of it is Carter G. Woodson. He created it in 1926 because of his frustration due to recognizing that they were not including us in the history books. Black history was being omitted from the history books. So he created Negro History Week. Negro History Week wasn't intended for us to learn anything about black history. In fact, we're supposed to be recapping all the history that we learned throughout the entire year about blacks in history. What's my proof? Here's my proof. So President Gerald Ford, during the bicentennial year of 1976, stated this. seize the opportunity to honor the too often neglected accomplishments of Black Americans in every area of endeavor throughout our history. I want to repeat something real quick that's stated in there. Black Americans, which makes that history. What? American history. His intention was, I believe, really to do something kind and something nice, but in all reality, all he did was contradict the actual creator and the founder of Black History Month. But the facts are, in 1926, the real father of Black History Month stated this. He was tired of people not including blacks in history, so he created Negro History Week. Negro History Week wasn't intended for us to learn anything about Black history. In fact, we're supposed to be recapping all the history that we learned throughout the entire year about blacks in history. In fact, what you don't realize, oftentimes in the United States, what we're actually learning is not Black history. The mainstream media is, in fact, teaching us American history. Example, Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights Movement, American history. The Black Power Movement, American history. The Black Panthers, American history. Marcus Garvey, Black history. American history. When you're learning world history, chances are you're probably learning the history of Europeans and Asians. Outside of that, they may give you a little bit of information about Egypt. But overall, you're not learning anything other than history that doesn't include you. For myself, I'm passionate about this, particularly because I've worked with hundreds of families, hundreds of kids throughout Hamilton County. And one of the saddest things that I can't make up is when I ask my black kids, tell me what you know about black history. They're gonna tell me about Martin Luther King, and they're gonna tell me about slavery. And truth be told, they're not gonna tell me anything other than Martin Luther King and slavery. Our history does not begin in slavery. And that is very important for us to know. Our realities can be very uplifting and empowering, more importantly. So, if our black kids are expected to be learning and growing and being something special, we must give them examples of success. We must show them blueprints from the former people who have been successful and overcame so many things throughout history. In doing so, we have to include them in the history books. Until then, we do need Black History Month. That's the worst part about it. We need Black History Month for the same reason that saying race doesn't exist is ridiculous. And that reason is, regardless of the facts, race isn't a real thing, but due to the social constructs, race is a real thing currently taking place in this world. And although we should be learning our history throughout the year, we're not. So Black History Month, unfortunately, is needed because no one has stepped up to the plate and said, you know what? I'm gonna teach our history.
Okay, those are the two clips I researched on my break. And I came to the conclusion in my own brain, the good judgment of my good God and Savior, Jesus Christ, gave me, followed up by my parents and grandparents. I think I have pretty good judgment. I would say I'm going to roll with those clips. I'm going to stand by those clips for now. If anybody has anything different or more educational or more enlightening than the clips I just shared, please feel free to share it with me, because I did not know where Black History Month was created, who created it, how it came about. I just didn't know those things. I won't sit up here and tell you a fairy tale like I'm a Mr. Know-It-All. I don't. As much as I love Black history and heritage, I have never known where or who started Black History Month. Okay, it was black people. That's good. Now, I'm still not in agreement with it. That was good for the time period. We weren't getting anything. These days, we get a little more slack. And let's just be fair about it. We get more slack than back in the days, in the 40s, 50s, 60s. and 70s, we get more leeway when it comes to, you know, racism and bigotry and all those good things that you know already. We get a little more leeway, but it's still not where it's supposed to be. We're still not talking about Black history all year long. Some of us do. Some of us do. I'm not talking about everyone. I'm saying it's just not enough. We don't talk about it in schools. We don't talk about it at barbecues. We don't talk about it in conversation. But we talk about everything else. Don't just limit your Black experience or history to February. That's not good enough. It's not good enough. It's not good enough. You're doing a disservice to the future kids, grandkids, nephews, and nieces if you are not teaching your kid Black history all year long. Black history is history. I agree. I agree with what that brother said. I said it before I played the clip, before I researched it. We must start teaching this year round. Schools, I would love to see schools fall in line. I would love to see churches come together and fall in line. Teachers, you don't have to be in class to teach this education. Man, listen, kids, peers, fellow musicians, podcasters, radio personalities, just people, period. If you get this message, if you ever hear this show, please, let that linger. I know I can't keep it in your head forever, but start somewhere. Let that linger in your mind frame, in your mind, in your spirit for a little while. It's some dope people, some dope inventors, some dope musicians, some dope actors, some dope parents, some dope regular people in the world of African-American descent and culture who have blessed this earth with wonderful and tremendous gifts, talents, blessings, and things they have done along the journey in this history. And we need to know this. Some of you right now are out making history. Some of you who will listen to this show will go out and make history. But you have to start somewhere. It's not your fault. But I will tell you when it becomes your fault, when you find everything else to do but know your own culture. It is your fault when you don't understand your coworker or you don't understand your friend because you don't understand their heritage or culture. We gotta do better, man. We have to start putting our attention on the right things. Black history should not just be confined to February and that's it. We don't talk about it again until next February, until George Floyd get killed or Breonna Taylor get killed. Those can't be the only times we talk about our history and standing up for ourselves and building this and generational wealth. Those can't be the only times we talk about it. Yes, let's talk about it when it happens. Let's be ready to go on the front lines and go to war, but we also have to start learning all of our history all year long. Not just when something happened and you want to go do some research so you can get out there and say Black Power or Black Lives Matter or, you know, I'm down for the cause because this, and this happened and if this wouldn't happen. Nah, don't just use your research when something happened so you can have a shield up. You need to be studying this stuff all year long. It needs to be taught. I don't have the power to put it in school, so I do have the power to reach you. I don't have the power to put it in your preacher's mouth to preach to you on Sunday, but I do have the power to reach you. Start somewhere. You have to start somewhere, okay? Black history is more than just a month. And what the hell does that have to do with Abraham Lincoln? So what, it was his birthday? Not taking anything away from Abraham Lincoln, but we put that on your birthday because what? Now that I don't understand. I need some more explanation. Some more detail. We were celebrating him on Black History Day or week. I don't understand that. They say he might have been black. But I don't know that to be true, and I don't know that for a fact. And I also don't know, you know, if he was or wasn't black. I don't know. What do I know? I'm trying to figure out every day. I'm trying to learn every day. And every time I learn, and every time I figure something out, I just go back and give it to you. I come back and give you the knowledge that I get, the knowledge that I learn, the knowledge that I obtain. You know? It's a blessing to be able to sit here on these airwaves and talk about black history the way that I'm able to. You know why I made history? I'm one of the few people, African-American men, who have their own show. And I mean own show, my own show. I can say what I want to say. I could talk about what I want to talk about. See, you don't have to do something monumental or gigantic to be a part of history or to create history or invent things. And no, I don't have to be Jay-Z wealthy to be a part of history and create history and reinvent history and help you do the same. I don't have to be a billionaire. I can start with a thought, some research, and we can go from there. Don't get caught up in everything else. German history, Pearl Harbor, 9/11, Doomsday, all of these events you know about, but you don't know about your own culture. You don't know about your own skin tone. That is embarrassing. It's not your fault. This is what you're being taught. But now that you're aware, let's make each other aware and let's start to do some digging. African American black history is awesome. You'll find out and learn some things. Hell, you might even find out you're a relative of somebody great or of great importance to the culture, for the cause, and for you. You can build off that. We must share information. Let's stop the gossip and let's start the gossip. If that makes sense to you, let's stop the gossip and start the gossip. Gossip is just that. You're gossiping. You're telling people about the news. So I can say, let's stop the gossip and start the gossip. Okay. But this time we're going to gossip about the right things, about our heroes, about our leaders. You ask somebody about Black History Month, they're going to pull up Malcolm X. They're going to pull up Martin Luther King. They're going to pull up Marcus Garvey. It's so much more to the culture. There's so many more heroes. There's so many more inventors. There's so many more musicians. There's so many more African Americans who have done great things in the world. You know, some of them are our ancestors. Some of them are in our bloodline. We have their bloodline. It's so much to say about this month. And I just had to say this. I just had to talk to you about February and Black History Month. I asked the question. I found the answers. I'm happy. I'm satisfied for now. Because I'm going home and do some more digging. Because I need to know why was it so important that we try to celebrate Black History Week, which then turned into month, on Abraham Lincoln's birthday. I really need to know that. I need to know that. I then later on need to research on what was Abraham Lincoln really? And history books are not going to tell me that. I'm going to have to do that research outside of the European history books. Only man on the brown penny, tell you that. What is the connection between Abraham Lincoln and the brown penny? That's another topic. I'm going to do my research, y'all. We're going to have a discussion. We're going to have a discussion next episode. Look, man, it's 2021 and I'm coming. I want my people to be better. I want all people to be better. Every race, when I say my people, I mean every color, every person, every ethnicity. And I want everybody to be better. Let's spread some love. Let's get out of Black History Month and talk about Black history all year. That'll be perfect. That'll be perfect. Let's hear some Black history in some of these Black rap music. Yeah, put some of it in there. Mix it in there. Make it cool for these kids to learn about their history. Because what's going to happen is your grandmamas and your great-grandmas and your great-aunts and all the people you love, that's the elders in your family, going to die one day, and we not going to know anything about our history. We won't know anything except what a book tells you. You know? That's going to be sad. That's when history starts to rewrite itself, because it leaves the opportunity for somebody to come in and just change the history into what they want it to be. It's already happened time and time again, but, you know, Black history has actually stood the test of time for those who actually know about the Black history. Okay? Anyway, man, God bless. That's enough Black history talk. I don't want to beat you over the head with Black history. I just had to get it off my chest, and I just had to have some answers. You know the number. You know the name. Jamori Kennard on any platform. Look me up. Ask your questions. I will answer. Ear Gas. Signing out.